From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A recent European court opinion may boost the spirits of biotechnology backers, but it's unlikely to advance the prospects for biotech agriculture on that continent. The September 13th decision states neither the European Commission nor EU member states can adopt emergency prohibitions on cultivation of GMO crops unless it's evident that such cultivation is likely to constitute a serious risk to human health, animal health, or the environment. According to AgriPulse, the court ruled countries cannot simply rely on the EU's precautionary principle in acting to avert potential risks. Folks at Jim Beam and Jack Daniels are paying very close attention to the current efforts to renegotiate NAFTA. Christina Lacasio with the U.S. Distilled Spirits Council tells AgriPulse the industry, which uses about 150 billion pounds of grain per year, has seen exports increase by about 570% over the last 25 years. Similar to other U.S. commodities, makers of whiskey and bourbon saw Mexico and Canada lift all tariffs when NAFTA was implemented, but worry now those tariffs could come back if efforts to renegotiate the three-country trade pact fail. The USDA says August milk production in the top 23 states was up 2.1% on the year at 17.011 billion pounds. According to Brownfield, that's the sixth month in a row with a year-over-year increase in production, and the fifth time this year production has topped 17 billion pounds. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.